Welcome to the show your parents, the PTA and the asleep don't want you to hear. The Helios blog. Today, Sneeko and John Zerka have a heated debate on Fresh and Fit. Here we go.
The reason she's alone is because she's difficult.
Women are not accepting the bare minimum.
Women fuck men they respect.
All the women who say things like, I'm strong, independent, I don't need no man, like, y'all impress me.
Women just gaslight each other and say what they want to hear.
Did you see the one by J.P. Morgan?
It was public. The letter was public.
Because the J.P. Morgan letter was before.
Hey, he's explaining
his stance.
Okay, go ahead.
So,
and then the J.P. Morgan.
So the point.
I'm not sure what's happening here. Let's dive right in.
The point is this. It's not that this censorship stuff just happens. Like, for example, people ask me all the time. There was just a girl over here on Friday. I said, oh, I'm banned from Twitter. She said, oh, but, you know, they're reinstating people. You know, like, I don't know that. I know. And I told her, I said, yeah, I got reinstated for a day. Then I got immediately rebanned. I was one of five people on a list by the ADL that they said cannot come back to Twitter. And out of that five, I'm one out of two that is, or one out of three, actually, but one out of two that was not allowed to come back that talks about Jews. Andrew Tate got to come back.
Here we go. Well, again, what is the adage here? Don't bite the hand that feeds you, right? When they own the media company, right? It's a little bit different.
Doesn't talk about
Wait, you
Jews.
Did get to come
Donald
back.
Donald Trump, and then got immediately rebanned, and
Why'd
all
you get rebanned?
My appeals got shut down.
Why'd you get rebanned?
They
because
didn't
he
tell
called
me.
It, because he
they
called
never
himself.
Told me.
He called
what
himself.
Did you tweet before you got banned?
He was
I
on
tweeted
a, space
a video
and he said,
saying DEFCON 2.
And he was in a space
yeah,
and he insinuated
yeah,
he was
that
baby
fucking
Hitler.
So yeah, you got banned because you did
negative.
The same thing you banned initially. You got rebanned again.
I got banned for bullshit the first time. They didn't even tell me what I tweeted because I don't break the rules on Twitter. The ADL
wait,
said,
wait,
hang on,
Elon,
I'm still not finished.
Yeah,
these interruptions get tolerated. Unbelievable.
Yeah, answer his questions about why you got banned in this thing.
So
if you can.
the point is,
yeah.
to say that this is just happening because, well, it's unpopular with the American people. First of all, Jews aren't super popular with the American people. I think most people have a little bit of anti-Semitism or a little bit sus of Jewish people. That's first of all. That's what we're always reminded. You want to argue at the same time that there's
more
record
rambling.
High anti-Semitism. Yeah. Also, it's a popular mandate, which is why any talk about Jews gets censored. So it's not some spontaneous coming together based on popular support. It's groups like the ADL, which has a $500 million war chest that goes out there and uses the bully pulpit in the media to smear anybody as an anti-Semite, blow them up in the stock market, use their connections. That's what's been going on forever. So, and you're on your phone. I know you're Googling.
I'm writing down notes. I didn't get a notebook for you, so I'm going to write it down in the little chat box. I would like to be clear. I want to reiterate
that's
again.
Amazing.
He will never answer a question I give him, and he hasn't.
No,
I don't think he's answered a single fucking question.
That's
just ridiculous.
Nick, you just explain to him why.
That's because political commentators, right? They don't answer the question you ask. They answer the question that you hope that they ask. That's what politicians do, right? You don't answer any direct questions. Because that would be stupid.
You got banned off Twitter, by the way.
I know why you got banned. I don't know why you're lying about it.
Well, you don't know because
you were in Twitter Spaces.
You were in
Twitter Spaces.
Hang on. Yeah. Did you see the email I got from Twitter, which is why I was banned?
Yeah, I'm friends with Elon. He showed me.
Okay, so now you're just being cute.
That's bullshit. Yeah.
You didn't see.
Whoa! Okay. You don't believe I'm friends with Elon? I was on Lex Friedman's show.
He
just
banned
who you were.
Oh wait! So what did the email say? What did the email say?
It said banned for violations of the terms of service.
That's all it said.
That's
sure?
All it said. Yeah.
Oh well, 100%. Do you think that going into Twitter Spaces and saying shit like Hitler is base, I love Hitler, do you think that might be a violation of the TOS?
No, because what I said wasn't a violation of the terms of service.
Okay. So just to be clear, it wasn't because you tweeted DEFCON 2. You didn't say that.
That's
you hid that because you didn't know that I knew that you were in that Twitter Space, even though we listened to
you said it's because of what you tweeted. And I said this is why.
Shouting contest.
My turn to ramble.
First of all,
don't
you
I get
just
to ramble
said
a million things? Don't
this
I get to ramble?
Right.
You said
it's
a big tech.
People at home can see this guy's fucking
melting.
That
big tech is censoring JQ stuff. Okay. Elon Musk, Twitter's private now. Where's the pressure from the Jews?
They killed all his advertisers. They sponsored an advertiser boycott in December, and they didn't get all of them back, obviously. That's where the you don't even know what you're talking about. They did the same thing to Facebook.
No, okay. That was a major L for me. I didn't even think about that. Why are we in Rumble right now talking about this then?
Well, I've yet to be banned from Rumble.
See how they're all powerful that they can shut down Elon Musk, who is a massive billionaire. What, the second or third wealthiest man in the world?
We'll see what happens.
On Twitter, they shut you down. Okay, Elon Musk, Twitter, private company. Rumble, publicly traded.
Amazing.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
Rumble publicly traded him.
You're banned from everything.
Why is he interrupting me?
Because he wants to schizo ramble. Because his points are schizo ramble. Your point is
schizo ramble. Yeah, I see what Destiny does. What he does is he matches the energy of the guy and he just shouts. Like, I fail to see any clear talking points here.
So that's the point. To reiterate, so if the Jewish compression any company, it's going to be publicly traded companies for a variety of reasons. You get the government involved and everything.
Let him finish his point, guys.
That was his point.
Then he's on a fly list. And
he wasn't on that no-fly list for what reason?
Destiny, go ahead and say why he got banned off Twitter and then make your Rumble connection. And then, but y'all were interrupting.
Five seconds. I want to make sure to be clear, we're doing the thing again where the Jews are so powerful, even in a privately owned company, they individually target Nick Fuentes, the most dangerous man ever going to get a ban. Okay? But they can't.
So what Destiny is trying to say is that he's a paranoid schizophrenic. He thinks that the government is after him when it's not really.
Exert that same influence on Rumble? What about on YouTube? Well, doesn't the ADL go to YouTube? Why are we banned on YouTube?
Let him finish.
Okay, go ahead. And I'm done. Go ahead.
Was that good? Okay.
Go.
Nick, you want to address that?
You're saying that it's because he said that he loves Hitler and all that stuff. Doesn't that kind of prove the point? You were saying that you can criticize all minorities. You could say that you love Mao, you love Stalin, you could say that you love all these historical leaders, but when you say, I love Hitler, for example, that is seen as the worst person of all time. That's one that we...
Hitler probably was the worst person of all time.
Well... Pol Pot would like to say something. Mao would like to say something. Stalin would like to say something. Arguable. Or, you know, you could go with Alexander the Terrible, according to the Persians. Genghis Khan. You think that guy you just mentioned is worse than those guys?
Why? Wow. See, but that's the program. That's exactly what it is.
Systematically led the murder and extermination of
Genghis Khan?
17 million people.
Stephen, I'm from an ethnic cleansing in 1999. They murdered most of my family. We didn't have a military. Nobody even knows about my war. And I'm not farming sympathy and going to Jewish Hollywood execs saying, make a movie because I'm going to cry for 20 decades. Bro, I'm telling you, you only focus on World War II because you're programmed to. Dude, you'll never talk about Stalin like that.
Literally.
Right. Who do you think you're talking to?
And proves the point. If you're saying Hitler's the worst person of all time, but you're looking at all the other leaders that have caused genocide on other minorities, you don't see them as evil people, but Hitler is the most evil because he genocided the Jewish people.
Bro, you can't say you don't see them as evil people. What is that insane dichotomy? Of course I think they're evil. You know what I'm talking about?
So why is Hitler the worst?
Because they led an unprecedented systematic elimination.
Are you kidding me? Genghis Khan!
On Jewish people, on the Romani people, on Polish people.
The Black Plague was caused by Genghis Khan bombing cities with sick people. That's not bad. Here, I'll look it up. What percent of the global population did Genghis Khan kill? Here. I'm looking it up right now. I'm Googling it. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. It is estimated that only the Second World War exceeds the total death toll of Mongol campaigns. The Second World War, all the deaths everywhere in the entire war. With 66 million deaths on multiple continents, there at the time it was 2.5% of the global population. Come on. One guy. Well, it wasn't one guy. You get what I'm saying. One guy in his army.
People on gay people
people criticize him because of all the others. What group did Hitler genocide that people are really afraid about? Why do they say that Hitler's the worst of all time?
The two biggest ones are Jewish people and Soviet people. That's why Russia to this day defines itself.
Does anybody
as
care
anti-Nazi?
About the Hitler genocide?
Are you ready? Negative views of Genghis Khan are very persistent within histories written by many different cultures from a number of different geographical regions. They often cite the cruelties and destruction brought upon by Mongol armies, not to mention the systematic slaughter of civilians in the conquered region. Other authors cite positive aspects. But I rest my case.
Side on Soviets. Nobody talks about
that's
that.
All of Russia's foreign policy. Why does he talk about going to Ukraine?
You're lying. You're lying right now. You and I covered Hassan Piker saying Hitler wasn't bad for invading Poland. He was bad for killing Jews. And you covered that and you changed your position.
Okay. Read the live chat more. Is that your notes? That looks like a live chat.
That's Adam 22 texting.
Read the live chat for more answers.
Adam 22, stop texting.
I want to reply because I never
got Adam 22.
I want him to reply about the
nobody putting respect on Hadrian's name. Okay, let's look up Hadrian. Hadrian. Hadrian kill count. I've never heard of that. Roman emperors ranked by how many people they killed. Here we go. Okay, more. Sorry, I'm... Augustus, hundreds if not thousands. He had 300 senators executed, whatever. Caligula, 10,000. Caracalla, 20,000 people. Hadrian had over... I don't want to say what he did, but let's just say it's related to what we're talking about here. Just look it up. I'm not going to read it on stream. We'll get demonetized.
The Twitter thing. Why did you get banned? He's saying that you got banned for something else. But
why Twitter and not Rumble? I want to hear that.
Hang on. So, okay, why Twitter, first of all, he said...
Rumble.
There it is.
Let him start.
So first of all, you said, well, I know why you got banned on Twitter. And then I said, no, you don't. And then you made a funny, cute joke and said, well, I know Elon too. So no, I was told by Twitter that I was banned for repeated violations of the terms of service, even though I was there for 24 hours. But regardless, either way you cut it, my argument is they banned me because the ADL told them, because the ADL says jump and they say how high. Your argument is, well, they banned you because you said you love Hitler. And like Sneeko says, well, that would be an obvious contradiction. It would show that talking about Jews is obviously exceptional. It's not like other things. Leafy didn't get banned from Twitter. Leafy's going on Twitter and saying all gay people are pedophiles. All gay people are terrible. Do not be gay. Gay people are losing. He didn't lose his Twitter, but I make a Twitter and I lose it in 10 minutes. I literally make a burner with a fake phone number, a fake email, a fake profile picture. They know they banned me in 10 minutes. I use a VPN. So you're wrong either way. Now, as far as Rumble goes, this is always the argument. I remember in July 2021, I put...
Oh, it's that insidious, huh?
Out a tweet on 4th of July and I said, yeah, happy Independence Day to the gay country that banned me from all social media. And some... in the replies goes, well, you're still tweeting. And this is like the same argument. So wait a second, Nick Fuentes, you're banned from TikTok, Reddit, Discord, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. YouTube literally told us before we went live, you can't go live with Nick Fuentes because it would be circumventing a ban. So your argument is, so Nick, you're banned from every social media platform in the world, but you're still on Rumble. Ha! Case closed, point is proven. And it's just like the other thing where it's like, well, Nick, so you're saying the Jews control the DOD and the State Department, but they didn't go through the CIA. Point is proven. It's always just like bullshit obfuscation. Obviously, they exert control. The ADL does this. They're belligerent, aggressive berserkers. They did this to Facebook. They did this to Twitter. They go for the advertisers. They go for the public campaign. It's probably why I don't have a deal with Rumble. You know, I don't want to out anybody, but there's people here that probably have deals with Rumble. And there's other people. I think you have a deal with Rumble. I don't get a deal from Rumble. I'm one of their biggest streamers.
Do you think it's because of the ADL?
If I went.
Probably because he's persona non grata. He says things that are very dislikable. And so because he says those things, you don't get money. Sorry.
Went live exclusively every night on Rumble, I'd be pulling 6,000 or 7,000 viewers on Rumble. I should get a deal. I don't get a deal. They don't talk to me.
Do you think it's because of the ADL?
They said no JQ. So the Kick literally
told
people.
Do you think Kick is influenced by the JQ? Isn't that guy Australian?
They are 100% influenced by the ADL. Yes.
How?
Because they know that they're going to go after these platforms.
Hold on. Kick is all private equity. There's no advertisers. It's all crypto gambling. Where does the ATL influence
Kick? Let's move back to Yale.
Let me keep going.
Yeah. I want to hear this one now.
You should ask the CEO because the CEO of Kick went out there and said no JQ on the platform specifically.
Why?
Indeed.
He didn't give a reason. Exactly. But somebody told me.
You don't think it's
because... They said no free speech. The CEO actually went public and said that there's no free speech.
No, Aiden Ross can go on
there. What is free speech?
Because
when people make streaming platforms, they don't want... And Aiden Ross has gotten in trouble for a lot of the edgy companies that outside of the JQ shit as well.
What was the trouble?
Never canceled, though.
Never canceled.
No, you got a two-hour ban?
Because Google some shit more.
I don't know. I'm looking at my notes, okay? So, number one, here's just a quick question. You're not going to answer this. Do you have any proof at all that the ADL told Twitter to ban you?
Yeah. Yeah, you look it up. Look up ADL, no. Elon Musk. No, swear
I'm
to
asking,
God.
Is there proof that the ADL...
He's telling you, he's telling
the audience
Destiny.
Can look it up. There's literally... I mean, I could pull it up for you.
Yeah, tell me.
The Destiny, ADL said there's five people you can't bring back. David Duke, Alex Jones, Nick Fuentes, Donald Trump, Andrew Tate. I said this earlier. Three people have not been brought back. David Duke, me, and Alex Jones. Elon Musk said Alex Jones can't come back because of Sandy Hook. Me and David Duke are the only two in the list that talked about the Jews.
But you did come back.
And then they rebanned
him. Why wouldn't
they rebanned him instantly?
Just keep you banned.
Maybe it was a mistake. I don't know. But they rebanned me in 24 hours. What do you mean? I don't understand.
I don't understand.
I didn't break the rules.
Here's the appallingly Amazing. Obvious take. Right. Okay. Some speech is not corporately popular because all it does is it gets your platform in shit.
You lose popular support.
Good. Having people on the platform saying, I'm going to go to war with Jews. I love Hitler. Like this literally doesn't benefit them at all. The same as if somebody got on a Twitter account and just started spam calling people to kill themselves or was just spamming like, I don't know, videos of people getting killed. I don't know if that's against TOS, right? We don't need a conspiracy to explain literally any of this. People probably don't want you in Rumble because people don't want Rumble to be seen as just a platform where all the Nazis go, okay? Elon doesn't want you on Twitter.
Let's continue. I'm not even gonna... Let's continue.
Although he gave you an unban because as soon as you got unbanned, within 24 hours, you were already tweeting crazy shit and then you were back in spaces talking crazy shit. People don't want you on Kick, a company owned completely by private equity with no external advertiser whatsoever. What is tying all of these together? The ADL, which is only spending $500 million, five times the XQC deal, you think that's enough for them to keep every single one of these social media platforms under their thumb? What was Elon's individual investment in Twitter? Was it like $33 billion? And you're saying $500 million is enough to keep Facebook, market cap of what, $1 trillion, Facebook, Twitter, private equity held, Kick, private equity held, Rumble, publicly traded. Somehow the ADL is keeping you off of all these platforms. Don't you think it might just be the case that people don't want you because you're radical, you just spew right-wing talking points, and it's bad for the platform?
Let me answer that.
Yes, all right-wing points are bad for the platform. Destiny.
Every single ban you have can be very easily explained by this is not popular, makes our platform look bad, and we don't want it. And I don't have to invent, like, sometimes the ADL is a lot of pressure, sometimes they keep five people banned, but they accidentally unban me, but then they remember to reban me, and they somehow influence publicly traded companies to get rid of me, but not Fresh and Fit that have me on them. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it. So first of all, you said, could you show me where the ADL, because I'm sure someone in chat said that didn't happen. It's right here. If they Googled it, October 28th, 2022, five things ADL is watching following Elon Musk buying Twitter. Point number one, in addition to Trump, other high profile and dangerous individuals may be allowed to return to Twitter. David Duke, Nick Fuentes, Alex Jones, Andrew Tate, Steve Bannon. Those are the five that they listed.
But Trump got unbanned.
Hang on. I already said that. I said the three that have not been allowed back, me, Alex Jones.
You were allowed back.
Hang on.
He wasn't allowed back because he literally got rebanned immediately.
Don't even let me finish.
Your mind doesn't even say anything when I interrupt, or I get called out when you interrupt. No one gives a.
Anyway, that's okay. You're cool. I'm not trying to.
Didn't Andrew Tate get unbanned?
Cheating.
Let him finish. He did specifically mention Andrew Tate came back. He mentioned that three people were not able to come back.
Well, Andrew Tate came back because he's a Jew.
So Trump came back, and now it's back to him. Stephen Bonnell with the gaffification. So I said, the people that were not permitted back are people that, one, Elon Musk specifically said Alex Jones can't come back because of Sandy Hook. He's got a personal gripe. The other two that haven't come back, it's me, it's David Duke. We're the only two that talk about Jews. And by the way, you know, you say, oh, well, maybe it's just because they don't want you. Maybe it's just because it's a brand risk. Really? And I go back to you engage with like this part of it and blow it up. It's all sophistry. So let me ask you this, Destiny, with the face and the phone. If Leafy is tweeting every single day for the last 5 or 6 weeks, gay people suck, gay people, pull up his timeline while you're on your phone and look at all the stuff he's tweeting about LGBTQ people. Why don't you look?
Again, that's not a platform risk, right? Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. Again, points never considered, right?
Look at that. That's not a brand risk, but I am. I went on my stream and said, which you didn't even listen to, I know, I tweeted nothing that was offensive. And on the voice chat, I said, we have to be radical. Alex Jones calls me little Hitler. We have to lean into that kind of stuff. So now their policy is hate speech says you can't incite hatred or violence against a group, which is not what I did. They banned me in a very short time. They didn't give me a reason. They didn't tell me it was because of the voice chat. They just took me off. So if it's about bad content or something like that, clearly Leafy's content, and I'm not trying to get him banned,
you're
but Leafy's content
stop it,
is more against the rules than the stuff that I said. What's more, you didn't address the Kanye West was told personally, you can't come back by Elon. And what did Elon do? Or rather, what did Kanye do? Kanye tweeted the swastika. That's it. He didn't call for the death of anybody. He didn't say anything hateful. He tweeted the swastika.
Not
and
even
the Star
explicit
of David.
Swastika. It was...
It's the seal of Solomon. Don't say David.
Right.
That's a lie.
Okay, true. The Star of Remphan. Yes.
There you go.
So he tweeted that. And
disaster.
And Elon literally told him when all the reinstatement was happening, no, you can't come back. So there's obviously a common denominator here. All the stuff that you throw out there falls apart when you look at the breadth of the evidence. People get more canceled for talking about the Jews than they do anything else. They do about gay people, about Muslims. Talk about goalpost shift. Initially said, well, people get canceled for anything. Not Leafy for gay people with a contract on Rumble and still on Twitter. Not all these Jews that bash Muslims. They're still getting contracts and they're still on Facebook. Only the people who talk about Jews in Israel. And I said the ADL is part of that. You always say, well, you say the ADL controls everything. ADL is a part of that. They're part of this berserker army that goes after these guys. Mm-hmm. And we could get into Facebook. I didn't get to hit that, but we could get into that later.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, you say the pressure is always there. But can I say one thing?
Yeah, sure, please.
Actually, I don't know how good faith Steven's being because I've watched Steven for years and a lot of people in chat have. Did you know there's one group of people he does not joke about for the last 4 or 5 years?
Uh-oh. I think I see where this is going.
Every other place he goes edgy. I can find a million clips of any minority group, but there is one where it's like, I can't find Steven doing any anti-Semitic comedy. He can go against blacks, Chinese. Like, if you really want to look for clips of Steven mentioning the Jewish community, it's f-ing scarce. But he's an edgy guy. Right. He attacks everyone.
You've attacked Islam. You've made a lot of jokes. Even Zerker makes jokes about Islam, too.
Yeah.
Okay, but why is it not
easier to make fun of a nose?
Because it's like I've challenged people to come on my stream and give me like, what are good Jewish jokes? I don't even know any. Like everybody brings
I remember
up,
that stream.
There's a lot of jokes.
That's like, I mean, that's not even subtle, Destiny. That's extremely okay. I mean, that sounds pretty damning to me. Let me know what you think in the comments about what Destiny just did. I hope you all noticed the deflection that I noticed. Nick is dying.
There's humorous jokes. I know 30 off my head, but I want to keep my bank account.
Indeed.
I was just going to say, that was Ryan Dawson calling me on Telegram. Just wanted to say real quick, it's actually funny. He said, Nick needs my help here. Zerka's useless.
But Who are you, bro? You weren't even invited.
This is what he said. He said, Elon removed the ADL from the advisory board to trust and safety. Yael Roth also had to step down. Nick was brought back in this window. Then they had a new Zionist at head of trust and safety and then banned him again. Also, I got banned on all those same things.
Nobody
even before Nick without saying any racist things at all.
Martin, he literally...
I see. So they're persona non grata for obvious reasons. It's for having personal gripes.
And rebanned in that same window as Nick. So what he's saying is that they have people from... ADL at the advisory board to trust and safety.
Are we just forgetting that he literally called Nick an anti-Semite recently?
Who?
Well,
Nick probably is an anti-Semite. Does he not say as much?
We're not going to read his shit.
He said
I have no problem with Jews, but Nick is an anti-Semite. Who the stop trying to grow your bum ass platform.
All right. Either way,
the point is,
Ryan Dawson and Nick are enemies, and he still said this to basically say, hey, look, Twitter does have some ADL influence, is what he's saying.
And also, in Nick's defense as well, so you are harping on the fact that he's on Rumble still, but to be honest with you, like, speaking
plainly in plain sight of the podcast itself, he may be in danger. You never know. So you're not saying behind the scenes either. Either way,
I don't think he's in danger.
You never know. You never know.
I
think if people wanted to get him, I think he would have been gotten by now.
Hey, I know this might be anecdotal.
But wait, real quick.
What are the chances the only streamer who ever mentions Israel from a straight white male, and that's not an attack on straight white male, it's an attack on Christianity. What are the chances the only streamer in internet history to just critique Israel is on a no fly list, banned from PayPal, every platform?
Wait, why did
what
he
are
the no
chances Nick has this problem? If Nick was talking about the Great Wall of China, would he have this problem?
Okay,
indeed not.
So okay. All I'm trying to point out is that, like, if we look at how companies act and how they respond to consumer pressure, it's pretty obvious to explain every single banning that we're talking about. If we try to use this ADL lens, it is the most, like, unspecific, random, schizo unbanning and rebanning ever, right? Okay.
Wow.
Nick pointed out that the ADL said five people needed to stay banned, okay? And what, three of them got unbanned?
Okay.
Where's
which
the power?
Which
I
already went over. Which I already went over.
Yeah, no,
let me ask you this.
But again,
I got a great question.
You just ran for like 20 minutes.
Once you finish, I got a question.
So it's again, and I'll point it again because I'm going to reiterate this all through the night because it's going to keep coming up over and over again. They're all powerful. They have all the influence. They control all of these multi-trillion-dollar market capitalization companies. But when they go to make these huge statements, the ADL says these are the five people that need to stay banned. For some reason, like two of them are the only ones that stay banned,
yeah,
or even one of them,
Israel,
and then one gets re-banned.
Okay, it's a mess, but we're gonna end the video there. Hit the like, hit the sub, hit all for notifications. Drop me a donation, like Hunter M, Adrian L, Tom and Bobby, Dylan, Renaissance Press, Brian, Andrew, and Alan. Shoutouts to you, most recent Patreon. Most recent purchase of Strategist Guide to Deduction. Thank you. You can buy my books at bit.ly/HeliosBooks. Want to see my videos three or four at a time rather than one per day? I offer early access on my Patreon. Just go there and subscribe. Want me to help you out? I do also offer coaching services. Just message me at my email. It's theheliosblog@gmail.com. And of course, I'll slot you right in. Thank you so much for listening, guys, especially if you listen to the end. I really do appreciate it. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time.